Are you feeling a little bit of a mid-year slump? Well, then this episode is the episode that you have been asking for, because I am joined today with the one and only Pam Caldwell, my best friend and business partner. And we are going to share some really, I hope, valuable and vulnerable insights into what we personally do when we find ourselves in a bit of a slump and not quite feeling our best selves. We're going to go into some of the tools, the strategies, the things that we personally do to really sort of bring us back into the present moment and to really think about, okay, how do we want our lives to look? How do we want to show up each day? And what can we do right now in this moment to make ourselves feel better? So I really hope that you get a lot from this episode. And please, as always, reach out to myself and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Enjoy today's episode, and I'll speak to you soon. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And today joining me on the mic is my business partner and best friend, Pam Caldwell. Pam, great to have you, as always.
Hello. No, it's always lovely to come back and have a very good chat and be part of the Career Confidence Podcast. So good morning all, or good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the day that you are listening to Georgie and I having a good chat. And hopefully the conversation today is going to relate to you all and hopefully add some value and provide you with a little bit of a mid-year boost.
Correct. So we are going to be talking about today how to get out of that mid-year slump. I mean, if you're in Australia right now, in fact, you know, I just come back from the UK and they're not having a good weather either. So let's just take it broadly. Wherever you are in the world, right, you might be feeling a sense of just lacking motivation, lacking a bit of inspiration. If you are in Australia and you're in Melbourne, it is winter here. And it's cold and it's a bit dark and it's really easy just to think hibernate. And if you're not getting that constant source of vitamin D and sunlight, it can start to grind you down a little bit, especially if you're somebody like myself who loves getting out in nature and being outdoors. And every time you step outside, you feel like you can get blown away, you know, and it's raining. Like it's tough sometimes to get yourself motivated and feeling positive when your environment is not quite setting you up for success. And on top of all of that, it being winter, it's also winter in our economy right now, like the cost of living crisis, like mortgage rates. Like, you know, we do have a lot of conversations every single week. We generally have a pulse of what a lot of people are thinking and feeling. You know, there's been quite a few amazing people that we personally know that have been let go from their jobs and the pressure that comes with that because they've got young families and that sort of lack of, I guess, finances coming in. It's a lot for people right now. And I am feeling it probably more so than maybe what I did sort of last year in the market, that people are just a bit fed up. You know, I think it can be tough when you're in that sort of mindset to get yourself out of it. And I don't want to be the sort of person that sort of says, slap a smile on it and think positive thoughts and push through. I don't think that's the way that we're going to improve how we feel, how we think. I think we need to acknowledge it first. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. How can we, you know, get ourselves out of these slumps, focus on where we want to go and do our best to really feel grateful and as positive as what we can each and every day. So let's talk about the first step that what you and I do, because it is sort of a new financial year now, in sort of the business sense. And we both like to sit down at the start of a new financial year. And the first thing we like to do is reflect. I think reflection is absolutely key, because once you're aware of something, you have the power to change it. So let's talk about the power of reflection first and foremost. Of if you're in that sort of slump, right? It's not just sort of going, right, I'm going to set brand new goals. And it's actually maybe acknowledge what's not working for you. What are you doing that is maybe holding you back or making you feel negative? Like, are you spending too much time on social media, scrolling and looking at what your friends are doing? Or, you know, are you sort of like comparing yourself constantly or looking at holidays that maybe you can't afford right now? Like, what are you doing? How are you spending your time? So how do you, Pam, personally like to like reflect, and how important do you think that is when you're sort of in that slump to sort of look back before you look forward?
Yeah. Do you know what? It's absolutely massive. And I think just to touch upon, you know, speaking to the market and speaking to people, and obviously the morning school drop off, I get to speak to a lot of the mums. And one thing that everyone is saying right now is oh my God, I cannot believe we're in July.
Yeah.
Right. And I think like that can more so be the sentiment across the board when things potentially aren't going your way, or maybe things haven't really unfolded the way that you want, because then your weeks all start rolling into one and you think, oh my gosh, hopefully it's going to change. Oh, hopefully it's going to get better. And oh my God, how could we possibly be in July? So I think the start of a new fin year at that mid-year point, it is really powerful to pause, take a breath and think, right, okay, we're halfway here. What's went well? What's not? Let's look at the first half of this year, because I want to make sure that if I'm feeling a bit slumpy, that I dust myself down and I feel re-energized and ready to go, to make sure that I'm taking steps to have a really wonderful back end of the year. So look, I like to honestly think back to a January. Now, in a January, after New Year, you genuinely, you're like, right, New Year, new me. And you feel a sense of encouragement, new beginnings. And if we actually paused and reflected a little bit more often, we could potentially make our way back to that uplifting feeling like, right, I'm ready, here we go again. So I think in all honesty, like the power of reflection, I think the more often we do it, the better we would get at pausing, reflecting and recharging ourselves. But when life feels as though it's in the fast lane, it can be really hard to take those moments to pause and reflect. So like one thing that I really like to do is to wake up a little bit earlier. Like I don't always manage to do it because I've obviously got a really young kid that likes an early rise. But honestly, where possible, to wake up that little bit earlier, and even if it's one day a week that you manage to do it, set the alarm, wake up, pour yourself a coffee and sit in the deathly silence of the morning. And it is so beautiful. It's so peaceful. But actually get a little sheet of paper and a pen and actually just write about the week. How have I felt? How have I showed up? Am I proud of myself? What's went well? What could go better? And I think the more regularly that we do things like that, it can just become a really good habit to make sure that we're setting ourselves up for a really good week. But the power of reflection when you get to the half year point, you know, we're sort of 6 months into the year, and there will be really good things that have happened. But sometimes the weight of, for example, the cost of living or your weekly shop, you know, I usually go to Aldi, right? And I'll get my weekly shop. But honestly, then on a day I'm like, oh my God, like I need fruit. I need a fruit replenishment. I go back and I'm like, Jesus, I've just spent $72 on snacks that are going to last about 2 days, you know? And if you start to focus on that, you can very quick, it can sort of weigh you down. So I think just like that, getting up nice and early, reflecting on a week, don't let it wait until you get to a half year point. Try and start creating those little bit of habits where you carve out some time for yourself just once a week. If you can make that happen, it's a really good habit and that'll keep you nice and uplifted.
I absolutely love that. I think that's just so powerful. Like spending time alone in silence is so important. And even yesterday morning, I walked down to Salty Dog. It's a cafe in Torquay, and just sat with my morning coffee and my thoughts and just stared out into the ocean, and very gratefully that I get to do that. But it wasn't a particularly like warm morning. It was, you know, it'd been a bit drizzly overnight, and you know, just for a short period the sun did sort of shine through the clouds, and I just thought, God, how lucky am I right now to be sat here on a Monday morning just staring at the ocean, just having this moment for myself. And I don't take those moments lightly, but you're so right, the power of just sitting with yourself, sitting with your thoughts and sort of going, and also asking yourself in those moments, like, how would the best version of me show up today? And being very aware of that. And I think what reflection does, it really does build your self-awareness. Because I like what you said then, it's like, what could you be proud of? Because I think that when you get yourself into the slump, you're also thinking about all the things that perhaps are going wrong and are not going your way. And instead of like just focusing on all of that, perhaps you could flip it and go, well, actually, what's gone right? What am I proud of over the last 6 months? What, you know, what's one thing that if I really truly wanted to be, I could be proud, I could be grateful for? Like, what's a moment? What's a memory? What have I done in the last 6 months? I go, yes, like, I'm really proud of myself for pushing myself to do that. Or that was a beautiful moment that just happened. There's always something if we look for it. And I think that is just such a powerful thing to do. So if you are in a slump right now, you're feeling a little bit, you know, bogged down, focus on all the things that you could be proud of, the things that you could be grateful for, and what you think's gone well over the last 6 months. Because I do think people just sort of like bumble through their lives completely unconscious, and they wake up and all of a sudden they go, oh, it's July. And yep. it's like, well, hang on a second. You clearly haven't been that present then yep. because what have you missed out on if you just sort of wake up and realize it's the middle of the year?
Yeah.
Like I don't ever feel that way because I try every single day to be as present as what I can, not to miss out because life is short and it's really precious. So we need to make sure that we're taking these moments to just not just let life pass us by.
Yeah. And just as an extension of that, in terms of like, you know, taking those moments for yourself, I am in a very, very busy stage in my life where I have got a young family who I absolutely love to the end of the earth. But being away from Scotland and not having family around, like my husband and I, we are those girls' absolute worlds. And there is not a lot of downtime that I get. So now that we are at the halfway point, my husband and I, we've had a chat and he's like, look, how are you feeling? You know, we sort of have those conversations at dinner time, you know, if Skye's not screaming the place down because she's mm-hmm. overtired and not enjoying the fact that she's got a bit of broccoli in her plate. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we do try to have these conversations when we get those moments. And one of the goals that I've actually got at the moment that we're going to make sure happens over the next sort of 4 to 6 weeks, I am going to take time for me. It is something that I struggle to do. And I know that a lot of women struggle to take time for themselves, put themselves first, prioritize themselves. But you need to take a moment. If you are feeling you're in a slump, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're actually starting to feel a wee bit tired, the alarm's going off, you're just feeling like a bit weighty, you're maybe having to take a couple of extra breaths before you get out of bed. It's time. It's time to pause and take time for you. And I do need to give myself an extra nudge. But what we've decided that I'm going to do is over the next couple of weeks, I've got family staying at the moment when they leave, I am going to make a night away by myself happen. I'm going to go to a resort that's just a couple of minutes down the road. They do yoga in the morning, but I am going to make that happen. I'm going to go away. I'm going to get my favorite snacks. I love a packet of salt and vinegar crisps. I'm going to take a family bag all to myself, couple of dips, a really good book, a pen, a pad of paper, and I'm going to go away and I am going to journal. I'm going to reset. I'm going to recharge. I'm going to break my journal down into like a couple of different sections, like career, family, health, fitness, exercise, you know, and just really take that time for myself and then fit in a little bit of exercise, a couple of nice walks. It's not often that I would get the time to just be alone. And I think that at a half year point, it's a really good habit that I'm actually going to start to create for myself. So if you are like myself, you tend to have a tendency to put others before yourself, take this as your permission to really take a moment for yourself and think about what it would look like in order for you to be able to recharge. And that might be a case of, you know, your family have tuna and rice for a week, you know, they're not going to die. It's a good meal, good, nice, good balanced meal. And you use the extra money that you don't spend on your shopping to take yourself away for a Saturday morning and go for a walk, a coffee, a little bit of brekkie and a massage. You know, carve out that time for you. It's so important because I know that I am going to come back and I'm going to feel so re-energized and refreshed to be able to refocus on my goals and just be so clear in terms of what is important in life and make sure that that becomes a priority.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And I think that's, if someone just listens to this right now and just does that, I think that they would definitely get themselves out of a slump, right? I think that's really, really powerful. And I am very pleased to hear that you're doing that because I am always encouraging this. I'm like, Pam, you need to take some time for you. Pam, you need to do this. Pam, you need to do that. And you're like, yeah, I will. And like, it goes in one ear and out the other. But no, it is really important because I think your mind gets so cluttered with noise. And then actually you end up not doing anything well because when you're with your kids, you're at work. When you're at work, you think about kids and nothing becomes clear. There's lack of clarity, lack of focus, and everything becomes fuzzy and the lines become so blurred. And I think what you are really good at, but you can always improve upon, is having those when I'm with my kids, I'm with my kids, and when I'm at work, and they both blend together. But we also do need to keep those boundaries of both, and that is so important to do. And you do it so well. But I think as we become busier, it is going to be slightly more blurred, and it's just making sure that you don't get frazzled in it all, and your brain sort of doesn't, sort of focusing on the wrong things at the wrong times. But I am so supportive of that, so that's fantastic to hear. You heard it here first, everyone. So make sure you hold Pam accountable for that weekend away. Yeah. So that's the first thing. So you reflect, carve out some time for you to really think about, right, reset, new goals. You just actually said beautifully then, Pam, which illustrates the second point I was going to make, which is really sort of doing a bit of a life audit of like, you know, if in terms of like, if we think about all areas of life, career, finances, family, health, environment, like thinking about those five things first, like where are they at? If you just score them out of 0 to 10, right? And then once you've sort of done that sort of analysis of like all those key areas, what requires a bit of attention? Because what you might find is that your family life is thriving, but your career isn't, or your finances are depleting, but maybe you're spending too much money on the weekends doing too much, change your environment. So there's, once you sort of, again, aware of something, you have the power to change it. So I think doing that whole life audit, and once you kind of are aware of everything's at, you can then set goals. And maybe instead of picking everything, we go like, you know, you might look at your pie chart of life and go, God, everything needs my attention. And that can be really overwhelming, but just picking one thing. So you think, okay, well, what I find as well is when I set goals and I look at my life as a whole, like that sort of holistic approach, by improving one area of my life, everything else starts to improve. And usually how, what that starts is more like the health piece of like my mental and physical well-being. Cause I am a firm believer, and you know this about me, that when I am mentally and physically feeling in a really good place, I show up for my friends and my family in a far better way. I show up in my business for a much better way. My team and everything else around that becomes uplifted. And I think, but unfortunately, health generally is the first thing to go. Mm. When we're under stress, when we're under a bit of pressure, it's like, oh, I'll skip the gym today, or I'll skip that walk, or I'll just have a pizza for dinner. And actually, we need to do the opposite. Sometimes when our life gets a bit chaotic and things start to fall apart, we need to like make sure that, okay, am I mentally and physically looking after myself? Because if I'm not in a really good state, how can I then show up for others as my best self? How can I make sure I've got the energy to drive my business? How am I going to make sure I've got the energy to play with my kids? And so these types of things I think we need to think about and be aware of. So step one, reflect. Step two, set some new goals and pick an area that you really think, if you put some more attention and focus onto it, could improve. And then by default, impact and touch other areas of your life as well. But again, everyone's different. You know, you might need to spend some more time on your family or whatever that is for you. But I do think you've nailed it. Women especially have a tendency to put everybody else above themselves. And I don't think, and I'm not a mum, so again, take this with a pinch of salt, everyone, but I don't necessarily think that is the right way to go about it. I think it is carving out a little bit more time for you. And then when you're in a better frame of mind, you're a better mum, you're better this, you're better that. So I am so excited that you're doing this, because we can make excuses of why we shouldn't. And I think it is actually the most selfless thing you can do when you actually do think about yourself in that way. And yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I wanted to quickly pop in and talk to you about our amazing supporter, CH Talent Solutions. We are an IT and digital recruitment company based in Australia. If you are someone right now looking for a new opportunity or considering a career pivot, please reach out to one of our consultants. Or if you are somebody looking to build your team or build your company or scale, again, please reach out to us if you are looking to find the best tech talent fast. I look forward to connecting with you. Now back to today's episode. Enjoy.
No, absolutely. I love the phrase that you used about a life audit. Mm. That's really powerful. I think when things aren't quite going to plan, you can very easily spiral, right? Yeah. But that's when you almost need the discipline to be able to show up in a certain way and still, yeah, okay, it would be easier to just like throw the pizza and fries in the oven, but you maybe would be better having a really healthy meal to try and make yourself feel a little bit more sharp. But without actually taking those moments to sort of pause and reflect and recharge, that's when the days turn into weeks, the weeks turn into months, mm-hmm. and you just let your feelings mm-hmm. really fall off a cliff. So that life audit, I think, is really, really powerful. It is like break it down into the sections and actually truly think, right, okay, I'm going to honestly rate my life under these pillars and think about what it would look like if you spent given those areas a little bit more attention. and then take the action. Taking the action to make the change is what's really important. But there's no denying there is a lot of stress out there at the moment. And I know that finances are a struggle and a challenge for a lot of people. So that's where it is really important to sort of pause and think, right, okay, how much money do I spend at the weekend doing what I'm doing? One of the key things that my husband and I done, we live sort of along the Great Ocean Road. We sat and we mapped out different areas and different walks and different little suburbs round about here that we would actually like to visit. We wrote them all down on a sheet of paper, cut them up, chucked them in a jar. And every weekend we want to do something, we've maybe not planned anything, open up the jar, pull it out, and we go, right, we're hitting the road. We pack a lunch and off we go. We're outdoors, we go a nice walk. And being outdoors and in nature, it costs you nothing. And I know it's winter, but once you are wrapped up and you're out there, you're moving, it's beautiful. Just like embrace the winter weather as well. So don't let that stop you from being outdoors and just try and make it fun and treat yourself, get a coffee along the way. That can be your one treat from your outing. But it's just, if finances are a thing, like try and flip your mindset and think, right, okay, but how could, in what ways could we sort of save money as a family to allow ourselves to have a less stressful month financially?
I love that. I love the idea of just picking something out of the jar and being like, right, that's what we're doing today. But you're right, a lot of things don't cost a lot of money, and you can have a really lovely time going and, like you say, walking in nature, taking a picnic, and they say wrap up. You know, I don't sometimes mind the cold. The rain, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the rain. Who likes it? I know it's important for my plants and my bamboo, so I don't mind a bit of rain. But of course, that's the one thing that I go, oh, if it's drizzling outside, it is restrictive. But, you know, those nice sort of chillier days in the winter, you can still get out and you can still do things and you can still have a really lovely time. So that's absolutely key. I love that you do that. I think the final thing that I want to sort of like leave people with, because I mean, there's so many things that you can do, right, to get yourself out of a slump. But I also think for me personally, when I find myself getting a little bit of a spiral, it's I'm focusing on the things that are completely and utterly outside of my control. And it is so disempowering when I'm in those moments where I'm focusing on something that I cannot impact, and I will just worry about the worst case scenario, obsess about it. So instead of like focusing on things that are outside of my control, I try and flip it and I go, okay, well, what actually can I control right now in this moment? I can control what I put in my body. I can control how much I move. I can control what I do for my mindset. I can control what I watch, what I read. I can control how much action I take every single day. That's the sort of thing that I can have complete control of and influence. But when I find myself getting into a slump, it's like I put the news on and I go, oh my God, like when is the world going to start, you know, getting better? Or like, when is the economy going to start improving? And, you know, oh, it's election year. There's all that sort of like that negativity that spirals around that, and people like going at each other. And you could watch that and you could go, God, the world is such an unfair and cruel and negative place. So I just choose to not engage with that. I take a bit of time off social media. I won't go on my Instagram or my Facebook for a week. I'll give myself a break from that. I won't necessarily watch Netflix on an evening. Instead, I'll watch some really good podcasts, you know, and I'll watch an interview of like two people talking about something. And I'll notice a shift in my energy. It's subtle, but again, it's like, oh, I'm not focusing on the things that I have no control of. Now I'm focusing on the things I do have control of, and I start to feel more empowered. I start to naturally feel better. The other thing in all of that as well that I also think is so important to do is to really, really do be aware of what you are consuming every single day. Because if you allow yourself to, you could wake up every day, check your social media, check the news, and instantly, if you're starting your day like that, you are not going to be setting yourself up for success. You are going to be living in survival all day. And then you're going to start thinking negative thoughts, which is going to make you start feeling negative emotions. And it's a spiral from there. And I've been there. I know you have as well, Pam. It's not a good place to be. And it all starts with trying to be more aware of what we're thinking and feeling throughout the day, and what we're focusing on, and what we're choosing to focus on, and what we're choosing to watch, consume, read, and listen to. If you can just start being more aware of that, I honestly do believe that slowly but surely your life will start to change, because the world is not set up to make us thrive. It really is set up for us to survive. And it's up to us. We're in control of our happiness. We're in control of what we think and what we feel. And I truly believe that. But if you're waking up every day and consuming all the wrong things, Of course you're going to feel negative. Of course you're going to be in a slump, because the world, if you allow it, can grind you down. So we've got to be really aware of what we're consuming as well.
I completely agree with that. Like, you know, there's a lot of things in the world that are really heavy at the moment. I think it's very important to be aware of what's going on, but be conscious. If you find that it's, you know, feelings and thoughts that you can't shake throughout the day, definitely feel like focus on what you're consuming. But, you know, 100%, like, sit down, take the time to do your life audit. What do they say? Happiness is a journey, not a destination. And how we think and show up and feel every day, it matters, you know. So definitely take the time for you, and let's all work towards reflecting on the first half of the year, reset, recharge, and let's make every day count.
I love it. And one thing that always sticks with me is a Dr. Joe Dispenza quote. It says, who he says, your personality becomes your personal reality. And I love that, because it's like people think that they want to change their life, but they're trying to change as the same person. And that fundamentally does not work. You have to work on yourself every single day. You have to be more aware of your thoughts, more aware of what you're feeling day to day, moment to moment, because how do you expect your life to change if you don't change? And change can be hard, but it is possible. And it starts with what we do on a daily basis. It starts by becoming more aware, that reflecting piece. It starts by spending more time on our own. It starts by thinking about what we're listening to every single day. That's where it starts. If you found yourself in a slump so far this year, be aware of that, acknowledge that. Don't beat yourself up for that as well, because everyone's going through something in their life right now, but you have the power to change it. Don't forget that. And I think that's truly inspiring and motivating. So I think we'll leave it there. We could talk about this all day. I am so passionate about this. As you know, I am so passionate about the mindset. Psychology is just fascinating to me. But listen, if you are struggling right now, you know, reach out to someone that you love, that you trust. And, you know, and if you do need a bit of help, you know, there's so many resources out there. So please do not suffer alone. Like, and you're not alone. Everyone is feeling something right now. I just want you to know that. And reach out to me and Pam. Let us know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode today. It's been a bit different, but we wanted to just sort of like talk to what we're sort of sensing and feeling in the market right now. So you're not alone. Reach out to us, reach out to friends, and we will speak to you again very soon. Have an amazing week wherever you are. And Pam, amazing to have you back on.
I'll chat to you all soon.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.